question was asked in the laws of Shabbat. Fellow woke up in the morning and saw that his hamin that was on the blech the night before throughout the night in the morning. So he went to check it and he saw that it had dried out a little. So he wanted to know, is he allowed to add hot water into the hamin in order to stop it from drying out or burning? He has hot water also on the blech. Let's say he has hot water in a urn or hot water in a tea kettle. That's also very hot. So everything is cooked here. So he just wants to take something that's cooked water, that's hot, and he just wants to pour it into the hamin to add some water to raise the level in order so it doesn't burn or dry out. Is this permissible on Shabbat or not? The reason why we would think it should be permissible is because everything over here is cooked. You're not really cooking anything new. The water is boiling hot. The hamin is also cooked. So it's not a problem of bishul seemingly over here. And we're talking where everything is on the blech. So therefore there will be no problem seemingly to me to pour food into food that's cooked on a blech. That is the opinion of Hacham ben Sion Abba Shaul. He brings it down in Or LeZion Chelek Bet Perek Yud Zayin Tzarif Chet. He brings it down from a rabbi called the Igle Tal, that there would be room to be lenient in that situation. However, that is not the opinion of Hacham Ovadia. Hacham Ovadia Yosef in Yehaveh Da'at Chelek Dalid Teshuvah Chav Bet has an elaborate teshuvah. And he brings down from Rabbeinu Yonah that such a case, even though the water is hot, but by pouring it into the hamin, it would be considered as if you're cooking the water. Since it comes in contact with the air, so it cools off a little. Now when it lands into the new pot, it can recook it. And therefore, Hacham Ovadia is stringent on this case. So again, there are those that are lenient. Rabbi Moshe HaLevi, Alav HaShalom, in his Menuchat Ahava, also has an elaborate teshuvah, proving why there's room to be lenient in such a case. However, as we said, Chacham Ovadia in this case is mahmir, and therefore one should lechatechila not put hot water into the hamin. But of course, if he did it, the food does not become asur. And if he's lenient, he does have what to rely on. As we said, Chacham ben Sion and Rabbi Moshe Levi both bring down sound logic to be mekeh.